It's usually quite difficult for students to get the pronunciation of regular past tense verbs right. They are often unsure whether to pronounce them with t, d, or id at the end. So, as a solution, students generally say ed or id for most verbs, when in fact this is not always correct. So, in the classroom, we often hear things like arrived, watched, or missed instead of the correct forms arrived, watched, or missed. Today, we focus on how to resolve this difficulty. See if you can spot any differences between the following verbs and their past tenses. Try counting the syllables. The number after the word indicates the number of syllables each one has. Play, one syllable. Played, one syllable. Watch, one. Watched, one. Decide, two. Decided, three syllables. We can see two things. One, decided is pronounced with id at the end. The sounds in the other two past verbs are d and t. Two, decided contains one syllable more than the infinitive form decide. The other two verbs have no extra syllables in their past forms. Now listen. Which of the following verbs do we say with id in the past form? Play, played. End, ended. Call, called. Like, liked. Decide, decided. Arrive, arrived. Represent, represented. Attach, attached. The answer is ended, decided, represented. They are pronounced with id, and they are one syllable longer than their infinitive forms. But why exactly is this? The rule is, if the infinitive ends with the sounds d or t, the pronunciation of the past form is with id, and it will be a syllable longer. Of the verbs above, end and decide finish with the sound d, and represent with t. This is why they are pronounced with id at the end in the past tense. Now you know the rule for when to pronounce the past form with id and when not to. Now look at the verbs call, attach, and like. These verbs do not end in d or t in the infinitive, so you cannot pronounce their past forms with id at the end. You cannot say called for called, attached for attached, or liked for liked. We know that the number of syllables doesn't change either, so the same number of syllables as there are in the infinitive must fit into the past form. Call, one syllable. Called, one syllable. Attach, two. Attached, two. Like, one. Liked, one syllable. The only way to do this is by pronouncing the past form with d or t at the end, not id. So, the correct pronunciation is called, attached, and liked. Let's start using past verbs in sentences. Listen carefully to how the verbs are joined to words that follow them. For example, when saying picked up, you actually say picked up. For shopped for, you say shopped for. Listen and repeat the sentences after the beep. Picked up. She picked up the phone. Shopped. They shopped for clothes. Changed. He changed his mind. Answered. They answered me quickly. Wanted. I wanted to go. Painted. Who painted the portrait? Here are some phrases for you to memorize. Let me give you a useful bit of advice here. When you learn English pronunciation, get used to relying on your ears more than your eyes, as spelling and sound can often be surprisingly different. We decided to go. She looked up the number. I called the hotel. She booked the room. I wanted a different one. She changed the booking. I helped with the luggage. She cleaned the car. We started off early. We visited London. We stayed 4 nights. We returned on Friday. The story ended well.